The game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, Gary Conger. And thank you for joining us once again for Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. This is where you can spin your way to big bucks and great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's player.
And I have a 14-year-old daughter, and we love to take vacations, so we need big bucks and lots of vacations. Hi, I'm Olga from California. I have a 13-month-old son, and I need some big bucks.
How's it going? My name's Steve. I'm originally from New Hampshire, and I need cold, hard cash so that I can buy an engagement ring.
Players, are you ready to press your luck?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get going here. We're going to start you each off with $1,000. You can add to that by taking a chance on the big game board that you see behind me there. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes loaded on it, including this gym car. Now, you will need to land on the gym space in round one and the car space in round three, and you will need to then win the game in order to drive that baby on out of here. And each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains either a cash value or maybe a prize. I'll show you how that works. Ready? Stop! There you go, a sewing machine. That would be worth $499 to you. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy. Because if you land on the whammy, he will come out here and take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the rest of the round. Now, the strategy here in this first round is to take as many spins as you dare to take without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're either afraid of the whammy or if you think you've already earned enough to win the round. Remember, the player that's in the lead here at the end of the first round will have the big advantage in our final round. And the player that's in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one that gets to keep all the cash and all the prizes they earn. We drew backstage to determine who would go first here. Tracy, that's you, starting off with $1,000. Good luck. Here comes your first spin.
All right, I want a vacation! Stop!
And a video collection of Hollywood classics worth $400 for you, Tracy. Very nice. Malka, you've got $1,000 to start. Here comes your first spin.
All right, big bucks, no whammy! Stop!
And a radar detector, Malka, that's worth $349. Second place for you. Now, Steven, $1,000 to start, as you know, and let's put the board in motion for your first spin.
Cash, I want big money. Stop!
Stop, and a man's leather jacket, that is worth $360. Well, this is quite the game we've got going on here. Only a few dollars separates third place from first place. We've made it down the line once successfully with no whammies. We are going to put more whammies up on the board now. Here they come. And we come back to you, Tracy, currently in first place with $1,400. You want to freeze or you want to press your luck?
I have to press my luck.
Stop and advance two spaces to a food processor. That is worth $140 for you, Tracy. All right. Malka, we come to you now, currently in third place. What would you like to do?
I'm
freeze
press
or press
my
your luck.
Luck?
All right.
Come on.
Stop at a home gym. Not quite the gym car, but a home gym. Nonetheless, worth $250 for you. All right, Steven, $1,360. What would you like to do?
Here we go. I'm going to press it. Come on. Big money. I want cash. Come on. Stop.
Stop at an electronic library. Worth $399.
I'll take it.
Put Steven in first place, and it puts us at the end of the line once again, which means more whammies appearing up on the board. Getting more and more dangerous as we go. Tracy, we come back to you currently in third place. What would you like to do?
I'm going.
All right. Stop at a video game system worth $500. Tracy gives you $2,040. We are still whammy free. Seven spins into the game. We come to Malka. $1,599. What you want to do?
I got to go for it. Let's go.
At his and her rollerblades, Malka, worth $320. Brings you up to $1,919. And to Steven we go, $1,759.
Here we go. Come on, cash this time. Here we go. Big box. The team, stop.
Stop at a stereo system, Steven, worth $200. 9 spins into the game. Still no whammies, but more whammies up on the board. You can bet on that. No one has landed on the gym car as of yet, but we're still coming back to Tracy with $2,040. You're in first place. Freeze or press your luck?
I'm pressing my luck.
Just like that, the money goes bye-bye, Tracy. And you're out of this first round. Certainly not out of the game, but we do come to Malkin now. $1,919. A few dollars behind Steven here. What would you like to do? Play it safe or
freeze?
Okay, you're going to freeze?
I think so.
All right, you will take that $1,919 into the final round. We'll see what happens with Steven now, currently in first place. If you freeze here, you'll have the advantage in the final round, but if you want more money, more prizes, there you go.
I haven't gotten any cash yet. I'm going to go for the cash.
He's going to press his luck. All right.
Come on, Big Box, stop.
Stop at a bookstore gift card worth $400.
I'll take it.
Steven brings you down to $2,359. More whammies coming up on the board. What you want to do, Steven? You're still riding around here.
I have faith. One more. Just one more. One more.
One more it is. Here we go.
Come on. Cash, Big Box. Where's the Big Box? Stop.
Stop.
Oh.
Steven.
Hi, this is Whammy Faye Baker here, and I just want to thank you for all your generous donations.
Famous last words, just one more time, Steven, he got you. All right, at the end of the first round, Hulk is in the lead, $1,919. Now, when we come back, it will be our question round where these players will use their smarts to try to earn some big bucks. It happens right after this. Whammy, the all-new pressure luck. Let's take a couple moments, if we may, to get to know our players just a little bit better. They're always fascinating people. Tracy, we'll start with you. You have a lovely daughter you like to travel around with, huh?
That's right.
Where would you like to go?
Well, I saw a Hawaiian vacation up there.
And that looked pretty good to you, huh?
She's been begging to go to Hawaii. So
all right, we'll see if we can't make that happen. Thank you for being here, and good luck to
you.
Malka, that's a very interesting name, and you have a 13-month-old son,
yes,
too. I noticed that you have your little good luck charm with you there. Oh, there he is. What's his name?
Joseph.
Joseph, that's nice.
Or as you would like to say, Jojo.
Jojo, okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll do it for Jojo.
That's
any prizes up there catch your eye before?
The big bucks.
Yeah, okay, all right. Always a very popular selection here at Restaurant Whammy. Yes. Good to have you here, Malka. Good luck to you. Steven, in search of an engagement ring, are you?
Yeah, it's been 7 years. The pressure's on.
I understand.
Got to do it.
Probably about time to go ahead and make that happen,
I think
right?
So. I think
well,
so.
Hopefully some of the bucks up there will at least make a nice down payment for you, if not take care of the whole thing. That's what we're here for. It's all about love. You know what I mean, Steven?
It is.
All right, players, what we're going to do now is give you each a chance to earn some spins for the final round of our game. Of course, the more spins you earn here, the better chance you have on winning. This is how the question round works. I will ask a question. The first player to buzz in will get to answer that question. Their answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? Fair enough. Here comes the first question. MI is the postal abbreviation for what U.S. state? Steven.
Michigan.
Is it Michigan, Mississippi, or Missouri? Tracy.
Michigan.
Malcolm?
Michigan.
Yes, indeed. It is MI, Michigan. Tracy, you get a spin there. One for you. Malka, one for you. And Steven, for buzzing in with that one, three. Next question. In the world of stereo equipment, hi-fi stands for what? Steven.
High fidelity.
Is it high fidelity? Hyperfine or highfalutin? Tracy?
High fidelity.
High fidelity.
It is indeed high fidelity, yes. There you go, Tracy. There's another spin for you. Brings you to two. Malka, another spin for you. You're now at two. And Steven, you get three there. Brings you up to six. A church, a school, or a courtroom? Where would you be most likely to find a bailiff? Tracy?
A courtroom.
Is it courtroom, school, or church? Malcolm?
Courtroom.
Steven?
Courtroom.
Sure, they're right there in the courtroom. Tracy, three spins for you now. That gives you five. Malcolm, another spin for you. You are now up to three, and Steven, a spin for you brings you to seven. A drink consisting of half lemonade and half iced tea shares its name with what famous golfer? Out of time, I'll give you three choices. Is it Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer or Fuzzy Zeller? Tracy, what do you think?
Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Malcolm? Fuzzy Zeller.
I'll go with Fuzzy Zeller.
Sounds like a drink, but it's not. It's actually the Arnold Palmer's half lemonade, half iced tea. But Fuzzy should definitely look into that. No question about it. Everybody stays the same there as we head into our fifth and final question. The Academy went ahead and made its day when they awarded Clint Eastwood the Oscar for Best Director of which film? Tracy.
Dirty Harry.
Is it Dirty Harry, Unforgiven, or In the Line of Fire? Malcolm.
Dirty Harry.
Stephen.
It's Dirty Harry.
It's Unforgiven. He won the Best Director Oscar for Unforgiven. All right, here's how it looks at the end of the question round. Tracy, you have 5 spins. Marco with 3. Steven with 7. And when we come back, they will take all those spins right into our final round right after this.
The Argus Internet Ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back. It's the final round of Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Players, over $100,000 of cash and prizes up there on the board. Steven, you'll be happy to know there's even a diamond ring floating around up there that could be the answer to all your prayers. But like always, there are some whammies, so be careful, because if you hit a whammy, they're going to grab all your cash, leave you flat broke. If you hit 4 of them, you'll be knocked right out of the game. So Tracy, Steven, make sure you guys are extra careful. You each have 1 already. As if that weren't enough for you, the big board now features some double whammies. Now, they not only take all your money, but they come out here and mess with you. Now, in this round, we've got a little bit of strategy you want to keep in mind, because here you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead, and the player, the leader, must take those spins, all of them that have been passed to him. Only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game gets to keep all the cash and prizes they've earned. So, with that in mind, Malka, you will be going last in this round since you are in first place with $1,919. Steve and Tracy tied for $0, so we go to the player with the least amount of spins. Tracy, that's you. $0, 1 whammy, but 5 spins. Very nice. Would you like to press your luck with your first one now?
Of course.
Here we go.
Okay, I need my vacation. I need my vacation.
Stop at the Sharper Image Collection worth $1,156. 4 spins to go, Tracy. What would you like to do?
Press it.
Come on, Hawaii, Waikiki, Waikiki.
Stop. Ooh, a double whammy.
Okay.
Tracy, your second whammy of the game.
Still
at $0 or back to $0. You have 3 spins. That can seriously put you back into the mix because, as you see, the big bucks square, $4,000 in a spin, $5,000 in a spin, and feathers for everyone.
Right.
All right, would you like to press your luck or would you like to pass? Okay, here we go.
All right, come on. No more whammies.
Stop at $700 in a spin for Tracy. Second place now with $700, still 3 spins. Pass or press your luck?
Press my luck.
Stop at $1,500. Tracy, you are now in first place with $2,200, still 2 spins. What would you like to do?
Gotta go.
Stop at $1,400. Tracy, you are now up to $3,600, clearly in first place. 1 spin remaining. If you pass it, it goes to Malka, or you can press your luck. What would you like to do?
Come on, to the board we go.
Stop at $3,000 in a spin. Tracy, $6,600, still 1 spin. Do you want to press your luck again, or do you want to pass? All right, Malka, that spin comes to you. You'll take it in just a few minutes. Again, you're going last in this round. Steven, we come to you now. $0, 1 whammy, 7 spins. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You want to press your luck? Here we go.
Come on, cash, $5,000.
Stop at a superhero lithograph, Steven. That is worth $3,000.
Oh.
Puts you in second place. Still 6 spins. What would you like to do?
I'm going to keep spinning. Come on, cash, come on!
Stop at $1,500. Could that engagement ring be in the air? Steve at $4,500, still second place, five spins remaining.
I'm
what's it going to be?
Spinning.
Here we go.
Come on, 5,000.
Stop. Oh, double whammy. Covered in kernels, Steven. All right, bad news down to zero. That's your second whammy. Good news, you still have four spins to work with. And when we come back, you'll be able to watch him. What will he do? We'll find out right after this short break. Well, our otherwise immaculate stage has been covered in popcorn due to a double whammy there that Steven hit right before the break. Steven, again, you're down to $0, but you do have four spins, some big bucks up there, some wonderful prizes. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go for it. Come on, cash and a spin, cash and a spin.
Stop at $1,100. There you go. That's what you like to see. $1,100, three spins remaining, Steven. Pass or press your
luck. I want to keep playing, keep playing. On 4,000.
Stop at $700 and a spin.
I'll take it.
$1,800 still in third place, but still with three spins. What would you like to do now, Steve?
I'm gonna keep going, keep going.
Stop at luggage worth $660. Enough to bump you right up into second place now with two spins to go. You want to press your luck or you want to pass to Tracy?
I'm gonna go. One more. Come on, please. Come on, cash. Keep cash. Come on.
Stop at $1,750 for Steven. $4,210, now $2,390 behind Tracy here. One more spin to go, Steven. Now, if you press your luck and you hit another whammy, you're down to zero and you're out of spins. If you pass, they come to Tracy. She'll have to take it. If she whammies, you'll be in first place. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go.
Double tall sugar free latte with extra foam. And absolutely no go.
Steven.
Hey.
Not that lie one married. More time came out to bite you again there. Down to zero. That was your third whammy. You're out of spins. Now we're coming to Malka. Malka, you have $1,919. You have one spin that you must take, and then we'll discuss the one of the spins in your earn column, okay?
All right, let's
take
go.
That pass spin
come
now.
Come on! I need some big bucks! Come on!
Stop at $1,100.
All right.
Malka, up to $3,019. Now $3,581 behind our leader, Tracy.
We're going!
She's going! Stop at golf clubs worth $554. Malka, $3,573 is where you are. You have two spins to get $3,027 in order to catch up to Tracy. Now, if you pass, Tracy must take those spins. Would you like to pass them or would you like to press your luck?
Let's go for it. Let's go. Come on. Big bucks, please. Big bucks.
Stop at big bucks. $4,000 and a spin for Malka. $7,573. Malka, still two spins to go. You have to be very careful here. Do you want to press your luck, or do you want to pass them on over to Tracy?
We're going to go one more time, just one more. Come on. Let's see that big box again. And stop.
Stop at a double whammy.
Though the losers may try, no one makes pizza pie like the one you.
Now, would it be safe to assume that no one that stands before me here will ever use the phrase one more time again? Steven, twice it got you. Malka just got you. You're down to zero. Here's the situation you find yourself in now. You trail Tracy by $6,600. You have one spin. Should you choose to pass it, Tracy will have to take it. If she hits a whammy, you all may have the opportunity to come back and play another day. Or if you want to press your luck, you can hit 5,000 in a spin, 4,000 in a spin. You'll need something to get you another spin. You want to pass it? All right, Tracy. It's you and that whammy, one on one.
Not whammy.
Okay, avoid the whammy. You will be our winner. You got it?
Gotcha.
You want to take a deep breath? Okay, here we go. Good luck, Tracy. Stop at $600. You did it. Tracy, $7,200 in cold, hard whammy cash. How about that? Congratulations. Now, Malka, Steven, before we talk to the winner a little bit, I got to know. You went once too often. You saw him go once too often, but you did it too. What were you thinking? A little bit of greed in there. All right. Plus, you get caught up in the excitement of it all. You have a little bit of fun. It was great having you guys here. Thank you so much for coming by. Say hi to JoJo for us, okay? And you, how about that money? Over $7,000 and lots of feathers coming down. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. Please do come back again real soon right here on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. We'll be waiting for you. Bye-bye.